pressure is growing for believers in Bangladesh. I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer. Today on Mission Network News, one of our partner organizations shares the current challenges unfolding there. Stay tuned to learn what you can do about it. And two ministries have come together to make sure people in overlooked groups have access to the Bible in their language. Find your cause today on Mission Network News. In response to Bangladesh's major terrorist attack last year, the government recently began cracking down on religious organizations in the country. FMI's Bruce Allen explains.
In talking with members of our national leadership team, they were telling me up to 200 organizations that had been operating, Christian NGOs, were in effect shut down by the government in Bangladesh.
The crackdown targets foreigners who move to Bangladesh and are working with religious organizations. Thankfully, since FMI deals directly and exclusively with national church planners, it hasn't been affected. However, this crackdown has a catch.
If your organization, even if you're a Christian mission agency or NGO, is providing non-religious services such as a hospital or relief work, things like that, and your services are available to anyone in Bangladesh, regardless of religious background, then you're able to continue to operate in Bangladesh.
Please pray for FMI's continued ability to partner with Bangladeshi church planners, support and encourage them, and for gospel work in the country. Learn more ways to come alongside FMI's work in Bangladesh at missionnews.org. Myanmar is hurting, and the church knows it. Wesley Thura of Asian Access says between political strife, religious tension, and even genocide, Myanmar's people are looking for a sense of unity.
The church is trying to be a peacemaker. Not easy, but we know that we are ambassador of Jesus Christ as well as a peacemaker.
Thura says some of Myanmar's Christians are too caught up in tradition, while local non-believers are resistant to the message of the gospel. It's hard to bring about change, though, in a culture where trust doesn't come naturally and unity is often unheard of.
Nowadays, the whole world, we were talking about transparency and trust and accountability. This is a very new concept for our people. So we are, trying to build trust between church and the nation.
That's why Asian Access is equipping Christian leaders to move their churches to spread the love of Christ.
People can see, especially church leaders who are really in the field, can see their need to be equipped more and more to become Christ-like leader based on the love relationship with God.
And to learn more about the church's work in Myanmar, visit missionnews.org. We told you recently about Deaf Bible Society's new partnership with Wycliffe Bible Translators to advance sign language Bible translations. Deaf Bible's president J.R. Bucklew says one of the translation projects they're collaborating on is in Colombia. When the Deaf Bible staff traveled there, they met a few deaf believers. One man named Jose had been language deprived as a child and didn't even learn sign language until he was in his 20s. Bucklew shares the rest of Jose's story.
Not long after he learns to communicate, he meets a deaf evangelist. And this deaf evangelist begins to tell him the gospel story. And Jose, of course, is telling us this, and he's starting to weep as he says, "I didn't know how to talk to anyone. I learned what my language was. I was given my heart language. And because of that, I came to know who this precious Jesus is."
This goes to show just how much deaf individuals value the gift of language and the desperate need that still exists for God's word in every sign language. Please pray for God to bless these sign language Bible translations. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. The gospel brings a renewed right relationship with God, and because that relationship transforms our lives, it impacts relationships with those around us too. Set Free Ministries is offering a free book called Excelling in Relationships. Get yours when you click the banner at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.